And welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host, and we are speaking with District 4 Supervisor Kathleen Half. And you had been talking about road projects, and you say there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah. What is that?
Yeah. Well, there is one glimmer of hope. When the American Rescue Plan Act was approved, there was also a side bill that was apart from it that Ron Wyden from Oregon had proposed, and it was agreed upon. And it was $2 billion for public lands counties all across the United States, funding for them, separate from the Secure Rural Schools or PILT funding. And so they're working on the formula now. They should be about done. You know, we're 77% in Tuolumne County, 77% public lands. Mm-hmm. So this can be especially helpful to us, especially if they base it upon percentage. You know, I don't know how they're going to do it, but some of that $2 billion will come to us. And I'm only one board member, but I'm advocating for all of that, whatever that kind of money is, that we put it towards roads.
I think a lot of people will be happy with that from the potholes we've seen, right?
Yeah. And yeah, the sheer maintenance issues that we have.
Yes. Now, recently in December, the supervisors met with the Sonora City Council. And that's kind of a historic meeting because last I checked, according to chair from last year, Ryan Campbell, he said he couldn't find any meeting that had taken place between the council and the Board of Supervisors in decades. In regards to that meeting, the relationship was strained between the council and the supervisors for a while. How do you feel that meeting, has it helped that?
Well, I think the people that are on the city council right now and our board have started paving the way long before this meeting took place. And, you know, any kind of gathering like that, it's based upon relationship. And I think we do have individually good relationships with one another, and we all have the willingness to want to work together. And it's only for the benefit of the whole community, so it makes sense. And I don't think some of the issues that maybe got in the way in the past are there right now. So I'm very excited about it. We're looking forward to doing at least one or two a year where we get together and hash out what needs to be worked out between the county and the city. And I'm looking forward to the benefit to the community as a result of all of that.
And in terms of projects, what are you working on currently in your district or the county that you want to tell us about?
Yeah, I am working on a couple of really fun projects. You know, with COVID, we saw supply chain issues for all different kinds, from toilet paper to tri-tip, right? And so we started talking about that, the tri-tip part of it, because we have one of our industries here is ranching and raising of livestock. And the people in this county and Calaveras County have to go down to somewhere in the valley to do their meat processing for a bona fide USDA type meat processing plant. So we started talking about what it would take to bring a meat processing plant here. And so we are working with the UC Extension people. We're working with the rural counties. There's a specialist on staff there that's helping us, and a multitude of other people. We've just had one meeting so far, and we're going to be inviting the ranchers to get involved in this. And this will also be something that we'll probably need to do a feasibility study on. We need to know how much feedstock there is, what size, what model do we want to create? Would it be a public-private? Would it be a nonprofit? You know, there's all sorts of different things to consider. But it's a fun project that is a very collaborative, and I'm looking forward to providing something here that we don't have. So that's an exciting project. Another one is I have been talking with a 3D printing company. Now, this 3D printing for housing. Mm. And when I first started thinking about 3D for housing, I thought, what is it? The plastic 3D, you know, because I think yes, of the plastic printers. And it's a printing. You set up this structure where you set up a system that prints using concrete. And you can be a lot more creative. You don't have to do square angles. You can do rounded ones. And so anyway, there is some work being done to see, and this is not necessarily with the county, although the county is aware of it, with a nonprofit to possibly do some demonstration projects here in Tuolumne County for some homes that will, if it works well, will be expanding upon that. And also along with that, we just started, myself and one other supervisor and somebody from a nonprofit are starting to work on a housing symposium. It would not be County of Tuolumne government centric. It would be a collaborative symposium where we invite any and all the people that are involved in housing to come together and learn about who else is involved, because we're all in our own silos and nobody knows what anybody else is doing, whether it's government, nonprofit, for-profit. And so we're going to have this symposium at some point during this year that will be exciting, and it will put people together, bring partnerships together, learn what we have, what we need to get. And anyway, so that's another project that I'm working on that I'm very excited about.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like bringing jobs here, which is another main thing that I hear when I do my on the street.
Yes.
That's a major, major factor. And speaking of, you know, coming together, one project that you all worked on last year was the RAD card.
Yes.
And how do you feel that went?
I think for the most part it went well. There was such a clamor for it, and there was, I think, some abuses of it, which I'm sorry to relate. But for the most part, I think people were very happy, the ones who were able to take advantage of it. You know, we could have millions more devoted to it, and there would still be some people left out. One of the things I would like to see us do this again next holiday season, during the Christmas season, if possible, maybe figure out a way with the developer how to include people that are not smartphone savvy, because you have to have a smartphone,
right?
You know, and maybe help businesses get better situated where they can accept the RAD card, because there were some businesses that didn't have a point of sale system that accepted the RAD card. So there's some bugs we need to work out to make it better than it was this year. But I think for the most part, for a first time event, I think it went pretty well.
And I just want to say the RAD cards is where the funds were matched up to $100 to buy from Tuolumne County businesses.
Yes, it was to stimulate business and to bring back some dollars to those small businesses that had lost out during the pandemic.
And of course, another topic we have to bring up, because it's affecting everyone, is the COVID-19 pandemic. How do you feel it's impacted our economy, speaking of economy?
Well, yeah, it has, very definitely, and it's impacted both small businesses and nonprofits. It's one of the reasons why we also devoted, you know, we devoted $500,000 to the RAD card, and we devoted $500,000 to community-based projects that right now Sonora Area Foundation is deciding who is going to get these grants. And so, you know, it's not just the for-profit businesses, but nonprofits have lost out too. So hopefully this will help some of them come back.
Unfortunately, running out of time, so I wanted to get these last couple of questions in for you. Do you have a strong philosophy when it comes to providing development projects?
Yes.
What is it?
Yes. We need more infill. We need, you know, not necessarily far out areas, but infill. I'm working on trying to get some movement going on a large piece of property that has been actually approved in District 4 over in the Standard area, seeing if we can find some kind of a developer and project that will take for that area, because they're getting improved services out in that area.
And then my last question for you is, are you optimistic about this new year?
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, you have to have a certain amount of optimism in order to run for office and in order to help people move forward. And so always, yes.
We have enjoyed talking with District 4 Supervisor Kathleen Heff. Thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me, Tracy.
And this concludes our five-part series speaking with all of the Tuolumne County supervisors. And we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.